Good day, listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you're listening to Township's Daily News Bits. I am here with Robert Benoit, mayor for the town of Sutton, who's going to be speaking to us about the Dandelion Challenge. So, Mr. Benoit, can you explain a little bit what the Dandelion Challenge is exactly, and where did this initiative come from? Like, where did you hear about it?
Well, the initiative is not to mow your lawn during the month of May, because it's very important for pollinators, you know, to have some food. And since dandelions are the first flowers to come up, that's the main source of food for them. And it's for them, meaning mostly the bees. I think that's the most important species. As you may know, the bee population has gone tremendously down. It's roughly about 60 to 85% less than it was years ago. And that has tremendous impacts on the environment. So I think everybody recognizes now with climate change and all, we need to take care of bees because of their importance in the food chain. So a lot of biologists have proposed to not to cut the grass and cut dandelions in the month of May so that they can have this resource. So there's a lot of towns that are following this footstep now. And I think it's very important for the safeguard of the biodiversity.
Okay. And I was wondering as well, like, what does this initiative ask of citizens? Like, how can people play their part in this initiative?
It's easy. It's not to cut your grass or parts of it. You can at least try to save a portion of your land where dandelions can grow, and so they can become a source of nectar in the for the bees and other species that need to have this kind of source of.
So, does this initiative mean that people aren't allowed to mow their lawn, or you're just encouraging citizens not to do so?
No. Because imagine that. How can we control that? It's impossible to take a policeman every doorstep. So, no, we won't do that. But we try to entice people to follow guidelines about that. Or if they don't, if they cut part of their lawn, I mean, try to reserve a portion of it so that they can grow dandelions for bees and all.
Okay. And does this only apply to private lawns, or does it also apply to sports fields for soccer or?
For municipal parks, our lands, yes, we will obviously, maybe not the sport, the soccer, yeah, probably because of, but all the other gardens and all, yes.
How do you hope that taking part in this initiative will benefit the community, but also nature itself as well?
I was asking someone who was a specialist today, a biologist, you know, how can bees, because I'm pretty far away, a couple of kilometers from a bee farm. And she told me that bees can fly kilometers around the area. So it's important for me to have the part of my lawn to be available for bees. So I think it's that's the benefit. Even though you may be far away from a bee farm, it's important to do it because it's not only for the bee farms, but it's also for what they call the abeilles sauvages, the savage bees, also that feed on them.
Yeah, like the wild
yes.
Bees. Okay, and why did you think it was important? You mentioned before the benefits it'll have for the community and for nature, but why did you think it was important for the municipality to play its part? Because I know you're one of few in the Bromissisquoi area that have joined this initiative.
Well, this new administration is really focused on biodiversity and protecting biodiversity. So it's a no-nonsense that would be that the city would join in to preserve, this kind of biodiversity. It's fundamental, and it's one of the first steps that we're going to take to protect the environment and the biodiversity.
And I was wondering as well, so this finishes at the end of the month of May. So for the rest of the summer, people can mow their lawns. Are you going to try and
Absolutely.
Encourage this throughout
No.
the...
No. At the end, obviously, there is a lot of other flowers coming in. Yes. It's because dandelions are the first one to come. But beginning of June, at the end of May, there's several flowers where bees can feast.
And I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention that you think would be important for people to know about the situation or even just about the initiative itself.
No, we're enticing people to follow these guidelines. This is going to be the first of many because obviously we're going to come up with measures about water consumption. So the other measures will be mostly about water consumption, and we want to be sure that people are informed about what we're doing and that they follow our guidelines.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.